Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Half the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we go, and away we go. Do you know what today is?
What is it?
Thanks for asking. Today is National Telejoke Day.
Hooray!
Hooray! You heard me chuckle, right? When we went into break at the bottom of the hour, I was looking at some of these jokes, and you go back to, you know, this is, people have been joking for 4,000 years. There are lots of, the Trojan War, in a sense, was a joke.
I don't think a lot of people found that very funny.
No, they didn't, but it was, in a sense. So what makes you laugh? The structure, is it the kind of, one of the reasons that my grandson loves me as much as he does and I love him is because we both have the same sense of humor. We are both very silly. Gramps, you're so silly. Gramps, you're so fun. And it's because I tell him jokes like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Settle down, cowgirl.
Okay, that's cute.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noble.
Noble who?
Nobel. That's why I knocked. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alice who?
Alice who who?
A list of reasons you should let me in.
What?
Who's the knock knock?
Who's the knock knock who?
No, just knock knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Police, hurry up. It's nearly lunchtime. All right, they're getting worse as we get out. But anyway,
I have one for you, Doug.
Okay, good.
What did the snail say when it got a ride on the turtle's back?
Hurry up.
Whee! Because snails are slower than turtles.
I heard that, yes. Thank you very much. All right, so maybe the way that you work your way through the day today is to just lighten
just
it up a little.
That just happened.
Yeah. No, don't forget it because it was silly. It's so, laughter, among all the things that are expressive in our beings, laughter is the most contagious thing. We all smile. We all laugh. You have a great laugh. Jennifer has a great laugh. My daughter has the most amazing laugh. She just bellows when she laughs, and I love it. I call it, it's a, kind of like a cow laugh. She doesn't take that particular. She doesn't think that's the most wonderful way to describe it, but it's big. It's a heavy laugh.
Yeah, I get what you're talking about, though, because there are some people who just have such an infectious laugh. You have no idea what they're talking about, but the next thing you know, you are laughing so hard you are crying just based off of their laugh has infected you in the best way possible.
Yeah, exactly. So the bottom line is here, tell a joke to somebody. The structure of the joke isn't important. It could be a funny story, you know, any comical situation. Think about the best stuff, the most professional, the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. He used to have some of the best stand-up stuff. Some of the stand-up comedians today are just vulgar. And they have to, the only way to get a good laugh is for them to be crude. But they're,
There is a certain brilliance in a proper setup, even if it does include vulgarity. But vulgarity vulgarity's sake is not my cup of tea.
Nope. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff. We were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, L-A-V-A-U-G-H-N, Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it,
mm-hmm.
right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former right. football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She was in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. Were we talking about on the air, off the air, the movie that I watched, the vampire movie?
That was off the air, but let's bring it on the air. Yeah, you saw Twilight for the first time.
And I didn't know what I was getting into when I started watching it. But it was this, as Jay will tell you, and James was right there, both of them knew what I was talking about when the first sentence came out of my mouth. And so the people, when What's-Her-Face was younger, all of them, Anna Kendrick was young.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick, that was like one of her first things on the scene where nobody really knew who she was.
Right, yeah. But it was a weird movie. Weird.
Great. I love how it looks aesthetically, all those blue tones and moody. And they did a great job with it.
But there's something to it. It's just, it's the imagination that people have and how they tell stories, I think, as much as anything else. There's some really good stories around. I said this about watching the movie that's out now called Missing. I saw that over the weekend. When I go to California, I see all of this stuff. I don't do any of it here when I'm back on the farm. But I saw that movie, and I thought the story was very, very good. You know that Spanish actor who is often a bad guy, but you know him. I can't remember his name, but you recognize him. He's in every movie that has anything to do with Spanish influencers. He's normally a bad guy, but not always. In this movie, he's not. The woman who plays the mother is a well-known actress whose name escapes me. I want to say Nia Long. But at any rate, the youngster who is, the cog in the wheel here is the same young lady who plays the daughter on The Enforcer. Not The Enforcer.
Queen Latifah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why am I blanking on that now, too?
We're all blanking on it. So she plays Queen Latifah's daughter, and she's horrible as an actor. She's just horrible. It's not convincing. It's a whiny part. And so I thought it was just I gave her the benefit of the doubt. It was just the way the part was written. But I see her in this movie, and she's a whiny, like the same sort of character. And it's so distracting from the real story. Queen Latifah is the story, and the episodes as they build around, the stories, that's what's important, not some whiny little kid. And I don't know, I found it distracting. But the movie itself, if you can get away from that, the movie Missing is a good take. Okay, so I've done my movie stuff. Now it's 48 after the hour. Checking out the good news. Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months. This, whatever they have put into the medication, it apparently triggers cells of long spindly parts. Where the nerves may be severed, they regenerate themselves. This is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And these treatments so far, they're showing well, and I'm sure that human trials will be next.
Have you ever known anybody? I've known people that have broken their backs, broken their necks,
mm-hmm.
in skiing accidents, for example, car accidents, that sort of stuff, falling off of ladders.
Yeah.
And the rehab is really awful. Sometimes people have broken their necks. You know, you think when somebody breaks their neck, they're going to die because your neck, you know, is only the size of a quarter, and all the stuff that goes from your brain to the rest of your body travels around your neck. So if that's miscombobulated, kind of like curtains, and I think it used to be that way. You know, they say if you ever break your neck, well, how do you know you've broken your neck? I guess is the question. But then if you do, you just don't move at all. Just stay still.
And sometimes it could be something that isn't a full-on break, and if you do move, then it could cause that even more. That's why they always say don't always move people if there is a victim of like a bad car accident or something, and just let medical help arrive. And that's why they always put that brace on you before they move you onto the stretcher to get you into the ambulance.
Keep you straight. Neural transmissions are the focus here. This is being done at the Imperial College in London, where they do a lot of this kind of research. And it is very important because there's a lot of spine cord injury in the world, and there's no cure really for it. So, you know, this is a way you have to have those electrical signals going from your brain to your body. That's when you don't have the electrical impulses, that's when you get paralyzed. Or you are, the definition of being paralyzed is you're not getting any signals to help your body, as you've noticed probably, hopefully over the years when you have taken a good course in biology. You don't, when you're walking, do you think to yourself, wait a minute, now I have to put my left foot first, and then I put my right foot first?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think of that.
You go
when you're going to eat your food, you have a fork in your hand, and your fork miraculously carries food to your mouth. You don't think about that, right? Well, if you don't have...
Subconsciously, at least, yeah.
No, right, exactly, yeah. Subconsciously, obviously, your brain is telling your hand to move, so you can put the food in your mouth. But that's... When you get a spinal cord gap and there's no connection, you don't have any of that stuff. 300,000 people a year living with spinal cord injuries. Good Lord. Well, that's good. There's some good news, right? Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend. The Pet Show is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934. I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know how that works. Warren has written a book. He's written a number of books called, this one that I like is called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which is what he is. He writes in the foreword to the book, "My ability to talk with animals is a lot different from that of most people, and whether it was learned or taught, I don't know. I do. This is a gift from God. You have a gift, and that gift is what's been able to get you to help as many animals as you have and as many people who have animals. And it isn't just about dogs and cats. It's about horses. It's about goats, about cow, you name it. I have on the American Family Farmer this week a llama farmer. And what an interesting thing. They've got a llama, say that half quickly, a llama factory in Ohio. Have you ever done pet therapy? Well, you have to have been experienced.
Yeah, I went hiking with that. Years ago, it was very, very popular to go hiking with a llama or an alpaca. And it was found to be very, very relaxing. Stress and anxiety. Llamas are, they're just so, camels are like that too, but in a large variety.
Cows can
so
be.
So mellow.
Cows can
You know
be.
What, Doug? Any animal can be. A raccoon
I suppose.
Can be. You know, I guess any animal can make
a
feel better.
A raccoon. A raccoon. A porcupine. How about a porcupine as a therapy animal? Okay.
There you go.
All right. 855-999. Doug is being used by people for all sorts of things, including this fellow listening who wants to have his way with you in a manner of speaking.
You have the pet doctor on right now, and I have a cat that has claws at my couch, underneath the couch, my bed frame, everywhere. And I've done everything from a water gun, everything. How do I stop this cat from clawing my furniture when it has claw toys?
All right.
I use a water gun. I tried to stop the cat. Have you ever taken the time to figure out maybe why the cat is scratching? Maybe the cat is bored. Cats are nomadic by nature. Here's what I recommend. Number one, you can go out and spend $100 on a scratching post. The cat has no idea how much you spent on it. Bring in a cardboard box or a paper bag from the supermarket. It's like you hit the lottery. I would recommend that every day, every other day, hit the supermarket, bring in cardboard boxes, be creative, make a condo, put one on top of the other. The reason for that is, again, as I said, they're nomadic. By bringing in boxes every day, every box, every bag smells different, you can get the cat over there. Now, in terms of the scratching specifically, it's not scratching to get you aggravated. Cats have scent glands on the bottom of their feet. So very often, they're marking territory with their paws. You want to stop it? Here's a quick sample. Easy to do. Go to the supermarket. Go to a hardware store, hit Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever you want to do, pick up some double stick tape. Put the double stick tape in the area where the cat is scratching. It's like kitty fly paper. He'll get the idea, and I promise you can have your couch once again. But remember, keeping them mentally stimulated by rotating their toys is really, really critical, and keeping their nails trimmed.
There you go. Aren't you glad you called, madam? Thank you. 855-999-DOUG. Anytime you have a question for any of the people on the program, especially Warren, help yourself. This is National Foster a Pet Month. How will that see the light of day, Warren?
You know, it's so amazing that there are so many dogs at shelters that are killed every year, and it's not killed for any other reason than overcrowding. By people fostering dogs, a couple of things happen. Number one, they get them out of the shelter. Number two, they socialize and expose them to things they're going to be exposed to on a regular basis, and generally makes it a whole lot easier for them to find a home. The problem is, most people that foster pets wind up as foster failures. They wind up adopting the dog or cat. But it's a great thing to do. If you're a senior citizen, if you're retired, and you don't have a pet, and you want to get some time for yourself and have a great time and make yourself feel better, maybe fostering a dog or cat from a local shelter or rescue is definitely the thing to do. It's so much easier to find a home for a dog or cat if they've been socialized rather than put into a shelter where it takes them a while to decompress once they get out.
There is such a thing as International Cat Day. I was thinking about that with regard to what you said or what that lady's question was. The cat early on in Egypt was worshipped as a god. You knew that, right?
Absolutely.
Cats, right?
They mummified the cats and buried them with the people that owned them.
Right, exactly. I think Cleopatra has a cat buried with her, as a matter of fact. So anyway, after the dynasty collapsed, cats were popular everywhere. They were exclusive to the royal family, and then, you know, they became a part of everything.
By the way, quickly, meow, yes. Meow. The word meow means cat in German in Egyptian. Meow.
Really?
Meow.
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 How do I do as a cat?
Meow. Better as a cow.
Moo. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out his website, thepetshow.com. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3686.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the United States, all thanks to the dedication and the work of Tampa-based Project Dynamo and its founder, Brian Stern.
These are American citizens. I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody.
Stern has confirmed plans for at least 3 additional rescue flights, which will also include Floridians located in Gaza. SAG-AFTRA members have returned to the picket lines following the breakdown of negotiations with Hollywood studios. The actors are advocating for updated wage scales to encompass streaming earnings and are seeking safeguards against artificial intelligence. Flag football has been officially included as an Olympic sport for the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. That's alongside flag football, baseball, softball, cricket, lacrosse, and squash. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing to millions, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, although maybe we should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's a fellow found the surprise of a lifetime in his field. 700 coins. This is down in Kentucky. Guy finds 700 coins from the Civil War buried on his land. And this stuff could be worth millions. Nearly 700 $1, $10, $20 gold dollars issued by the U.S. Mint around the time of the Civil War. The discovery is being called the Great Kentucky Hoard. These gold coins, said the finder, the most insane thing ever. Now, I'm betting nobody, he's not making himself known, right? We don't know who this guy is.
No.
If you know who he is, the world's going to collapse around him, right? Exactly. Apparently, a lot of wealthy Kentuckians bury large quantities of gold and silver just before the Civil War and during the Civil War. So they've been looking around for these. The archaeologists have been, of course. And this fellow seems to have found them. There's gold in that there land. So here we go. With Kentucky was neutral, by the way, at the time. So a lot of people from both the North and the South buried money. They literally buried money in the land, or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins that meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, because so you could get one of those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach, or they go around.
The metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've had this story. I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they hired, they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks. There was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And so the car, I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it. Some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big deal? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, they had hired the first woman. They had a couple, they were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick. That's how vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, And he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever, ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action. Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy on the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have is, we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes is a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with them in mind. It's more of an object lesson doing this.
Go a different
right.
direction. I always got a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron. And it's
they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me
right.
an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning, and went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you liked what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time the four years I was there. And I really only lasted... I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia. Or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so.
And that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching, impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
All right, 43 at the hour, 17 before the new hour. Good day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Some stories about...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Three past the hour now on the Good Day program. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend, even though we have never met face to face. Isn't it interesting how on connections like the radio, you can know someone? Elizabeth and I have been talking for 8 years, as long as I've been talking on the air about Calitrin, and we have never actually met physically, but we meet all the time through the connection that we have on the radio, and it's kind of cool. And
it is a neat connection.
Yeah, and it's brought about because of our interest in Calitrin. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin, and so we have people who listen to us who have been contemplating, do I start today? Do I start now? I want to feel better. And I've heard you and I talk about this being the Calitrin being the number one choice for healthy weight loss in our country. So the question is for everybody listening, if you're not on this program and you're not feeling well, are you ready to change that? Are you struggling with feeling better? And so Elizabeth has got the way to fix that right now. We'll talk about the special things that would be available for you to get into the Calitrin program. But do you find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better? Or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy, there's cookies, there's snacks, there's it's everywhere, right? But with Calitrin, you know, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and that's even this time of the year. So the hardest part really is just making that decision to do it, to just say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to look better. I'm going to feel better. This product is all about healthy weight loss. So there's no drugs, there's no stimulants, there's nothing that's going to make you feel sick or jittery. You actually take it at bedtime, and it works to rev up your metabolism naturally, rebuilding lean muscle tissue. The side benefits include better sleep, less joint pain, more energy, less bloating. And then really around that 1 month mark is when you start to see the inch loss and the pound loss. And then after that, you can expect that steady weight loss. And that's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product.
One of the things that confuses people sometimes is when you are trying to contemplate the actual value of this program versus another. But it takes a commitment, I think, as much as anything else. You got to really decide that you want to lose the weight and, more importantly, keep it off, because I think that is one of the strongest sales pitches for using Calitrin, because you can lose weight in 100 different ways. But then how do you keep it off?
Right. You know, like you said, a lot of those other diet products out there, they're short-term fixes. They're quick fixes. They're lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know, with Calitrin, it's not going to be a quick fix. You're likely not going to see just a whole lot of weight loss results in the first week or two. But you give it time to work, and you're going to start seeing that healthy weight loss. 1 to 2 pounds a week is safe weight loss. That's healthy weight loss. That's where, you know, doctors, nutritionists will all tell you that's where you need to be when you're trying to lose weight long-term. And that's exactly how Calitrin works. So it's good for you. It's safe. Even if you're on medications, it doesn't interfere with any medications at all whatsoever. And this product has been proven safe and effective since 1997, all the 90s. So you can trust this product. You can trust our company. We're here for you to see the results. You get a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant with your order. So you can call, you can text, you can email, stay in touch with them. We're going to do everything we can to help you see the results with this awesome product.
You said something about metabolism. A lot of people equate higher metabolism with the body charging up, and so they're confused by that, because you say in the same voice, sentence, that we get better sleep. But moving your metabolism doesn't necessarily mean that you're changing your body's rhythm so that you're going to stay awake.
So your body works to repair and rebuilding muscle tissue in that first 45 to 90 minutes of sleep, and that's how Calitrin goes to work. So that's where you want to take it. If you can, at bedtime, it's going to work more efficiently during that first phase of sleep. So then you wake up feeling refreshed, ready to go. Your metabolism is boosted during the day. You're feeling just awesome. You feel amazing. Your joints are feeling better. You feel younger, like your younger self when you did when you were 10, 20 years ago.
All right, so what's the deal at the moment for the next few weeks? What are people going to be able to do to get this product?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Got free shipping, among other things. The Halloween discounts apply on everything, so check it out at toploss.com. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.